Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends, your oldest working gadget. What is it? 888-888-9976. And Julie's with us. What do you got?
Well, I'm calling to let you know that I still have a microwave that I use every day, sometimes multiple times a day, from 1985.
Whoa!
Man. Whoa. Now, back then they were bigger than a car. Is that big?
No, mine is a small one. Oh. And it's a dial for about 30 minutes, and it has two buttons, defrost and cook.
Okay.
I can see this thing in my head that
Me
sounds
too.
Like our first microwave, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I love it.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of features.
No, and I remember that dial and it counted down.
Yeah. It doesn't take me 5 minutes to try to figure out what I'm trying to do to use it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. You know, that reminds me, in the 80s, my mom went to microwave cooking classes.
Oh, I remember those. Yes.
Wow.
Can you just stick it in there and wait for the beep?
Yeah, they were actually making recipes.
Okay.
She went to it and they're like making recipes and it's like, you know, how many years did it take for us all to realize you don't really cook? You just reheat stuff.
Right.
The microwave is for when you don't want to cook.
Exactly. Yes. Right. So Misty found this research that showed that those who are followers of Christ had more romance in their relationship and maybe ships than those that didn't, that aren't followers of Christ. And I'm just curious if that's the situation for you. Do you think that's true or not? 888-888-9976. And you were calling about that?
Been married three times. My first husband, he was killed in an auto accident, and he was a Christian.
So sorry.
And we were very, very connected spiritually, and our marriage was very strong. Then after that, I had gotten married again, and that was a very bad marriage, and there was not Christianity in it. I would take the kids to church, but he didn't go. It was really bad. I stayed in the marriage because I believe in vows.
Sure.
Church helped me leave an abusive situation. I kept my faith and still kept my kids going to church. And then my now husband, he stand the test of time. Went to church with us, dated out of state. He would see me faithfully every weekend, pick us up when we'd go to church on Sunday. And we got married. We'll be celebrating 11 years next month. Even though this marriage definitely has Christ in it, we felt like our ships were not sailing together. You know, we started kind of falling away from each other.
Yeah.
And we reached out to Christian counseling, and I was terrified. And it was the best thing we ever did. He's my best friend.
Aww.
I couldn't imagine my life without him. And we're so connected. It's almost like the honeymoon is right back again. And thank God that there are radio stations like this that we listen to all day long, and centers, Christian-based, that are there to help you and love you through whatever you're going through.
Oh, I'm so glad the radio station is ministering to you. Well, you know, that's why we're here, and we just thank those that are giving to keep us on the air. Well, thank you so much for telling your story. How beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
You know, Misty found this, and I thought, wow, I think this is accurate, even though they aren't the words of Jesus. But what if Jesus was saying, don't be so hard on yourself. I can bring good even out of your mistakes. You know, our finite minds, they tend to look backward, longing to undo the stuff that we come to regret. But what if he is saying, release your mistakes into my hands. Trust that I can bring beauty out of all your mistakes. Just trust me and watch to see what I will do. It just reminds me, we are all goofed up individuals.
Mm-hmm.
He completes us. But it's almost like when you read the Bible, you see that our mistakes are built into his plan in a way.
Yeah. He knew that Misty was going to be a complete ditz along the way in many, many instances, and that she was going to make a lot of missteps.
Right. But it is true, like Romans 8:28, that God can make all things to work together for the good. And if that's the case, that even that foul up, that thing that you did, God can make good come out of it. So hope that encourages you today. How does a $50 gift card sound? We're giving away 50 of those. And here's how we want you to vote on if Family Lafferty to have a tailgate party. You know, it's football season, tailgate parties are going on. What will we serve there? Would it be Toby Mac and cheese?
Ooh, maybe it's bacon, lettuce, and tomlin.
With a side of Andrew Rip Dip.
Andrew Rip Dip is so good. I'm so telling good. You. Yeah, Crowder Chowder. We're having fun with this, but really what is going on is when you go to myflr.org, you can sign up to tell us what songs you like and what songs you don't, or we're just saying don't play as much. Like, for example, which one is your favorite? This one? Do you like this song more? I just noticed we went from Sunday's coming to Sunday sermons. Lotta. So which Sunday do you prefer? You can vote right now. And again, 50 people will win $50 gift cards. That's a lot of cards to give away. And your chances of winning are good, so vote right now, myflr.org. Good news.
I got that good, good news. I just wanted to share with your listeners what I just seen.
Oh, yeah, tell us.
I pulled into Henry Ford Health System Hospital where I work, and there was about 15 cars in the circular driveway, all decorated with balloons and signs all over them.
Aww.
And today was their grandmother, their mother, their wife, their aunt, last day of chemo. So the family was there to cheer her on in their cars with balloons and signs. And it just made my heart smile, and I just wanted to share that with all your listeners.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. And I'm touched by how you were so touched by what you saw. All these people gathering around, loving on that person that is finally done with chemo. That's inspiring.
Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Well, I think we will now. Hey, what kind of good news do you have going on? Tell us about it. Maybe you saw something awesome happening to the hospital like this. Well, you can bless others by calling right now at 888-888-9976. When women were asked what food their husband reminded them of, the biggest number one answer was potato. I'm not sure if that's...
I don't know what that means.
Uplifting towards us husbands?
Oh, potatoes are versatile.
They are. Well, that's true. Are they a curly fry? Are they, you know, where are we going with this? We're just curious if you were to say, you know, this is what my husband, boyfriend, you know, my wife reminds me of. What would it be? What food would it be? 888-888-9976. Debbie's with us. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm talking about the food. I can't quite figure it out because some days he reminds me of Chinese food where you can't figure it out and you don't know why anybody would choose that. Other days he reminds me of homemade chicken and noodle where he's a true comfort food.
Oh, today you're chicken and noodle. Yesterday you were Kung Pao something.
Yes. So can't just pick one.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I never thought about what is my wife when she's grumpy. What food is she then? A crab apple? You feel like every once in a while you get away from God and you'd go it alone. Well, this is an interesting thought that Misty found. I thought this is really good. The cure to pride is time in God's presence. Because you can't stand before God Almighty and remain prideful.
Oh, wow.
I think it's really true. You see Him, and then you see yourself. The most prideful thing we can do is live life without God. A true posture of humility says, God, I can't do this without you. A true posture of humility is a lifestyle seeking God's presence, saying, I can't do this alone. So it's pretty convicting reading this, guys, because whenever I realize I'm just flapping in the wind, I'm like, it's when I realize I'm trying to Lone Ranger this and it's not working.
Yeah.
You know,
so often that happens.
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, with my wife who has multiple sclerosis, I've got a daughter diagnosed with multiple special needs. She's non-ambulatory. She's completely with, you know, with cerebral palsy. She's completely dependent on us with everything. It's super physical, by the way, being her parent. We have to do everything for her. And I can tell right away when I'm trying to do it all on my own because I can't. It's really hard, guys. It really is.
Yeah.
And so,
just because the emotional affects physical, right?
Well, that's right. There's two sides to it. There's emotional side. There's the physical side. And when I'm trying to do it on my own, it doesn't work. Mm. Real fast, it doesn't work. Right. So why am I even trying? It doesn't. It's real fast. It's real.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. You know,
I look back over the darkest points of my life and I can tell you right there, those happened when I was trying to do it on my own.
Right.
And you get yourself into a bad place very, very quickly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If people talk
to not be an anxious person, but I will go there when I forget that God has a plan.
Sure.
And I need to pay attention to that and seek him.
Yeah.
And then the anxiety lessens.
And have you noticed, Sally, when you're in his presence, when you're in the word, when you're praying, that anxiety isn't quite there. And when you leave that,
yeah,
creeps in.
Up it goes again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we're with him, when we're hanging out with God, it's kind of hard for it to be there. When you walk away from him, it's kind of slides back in, you know.
Right.
But it's hard to, it's hard for that to be there when we're hanging out with him.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do we try? It's like, it's almost like, it, hello, I could have had a V8. We all know it, you know, it's, yeah. We all know that's what we should be doing. But yeah. So it, maybe if you feel like you're, that's the other thing, you hear that thing called burnout. I think we're burnt out because we're trying to do it by ourselves.
Yeah, very true.
So today, if you feel like you're burnt out, or maybe it's because you are trying to go it alone, God's saying, hey, try it with me. And see what difference that could make. If you want to chime in on this, we'd love to talk to you about that. 888-888-9976.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. And who is this?
My name is Lane.
Lane, where are you calling from?
Harrison, Michigan.
And it sounds like you're driving. Maybe you're in a lane, too.
I am in the right lane.
Good, there you go. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I just heard a joy report, and I thought I'd call you with my joy report.
Awesome. Give it to us.
Cool.
I have a 27-year-old daughter that I haven't seen her in 20 years.
Whoa, how come?
She was adopted by her stepfather when she was about 7. And I reconnected with her through social media, and she lived in Yosemite in the park.
Wow.
My wife and I flew out there last month and visited with her a couple days, and it was a wonderful reconnection.
Oh, neat. Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome. Beautiful.
It was just awesome.
So does it look like this relationship is going to continue?
I hope so. It needs to be.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I've missed her so much and changed my life. It just changed me.
Oh,
so,
wow.
And that was great.
I love these reconnection stories. Misty's got a great one going on right now with her brother. So
yeah.
It's so fun. Oh. Yeah, just to hear what God can
that's
do
cool.
in mending and healing relationships.
Beyond what we think can be done, even.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a miracle. It's miraculous.
Man.
We're so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
And visiting Yosemite is not too bad either.
No, it was awesome. If you've never been out there, the park. It's just, it's magnificent. It's just beautiful. Every American should see it.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It's gorgeous.
Treasure, national treasure. And I see my treasure out there too. So.
There you go.
Hey, we want to know what's bringing you joy today. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Kankel, Fritz, and friends, we've been talking about pride this morning. Why don't we try to go it alone? When you get with God, there's no way that pride can be there. And when you realize that you're not hanging with God, there's pride that kind of creeps back in. Brian is with us from Panama City, Florida. Well, you got a take on that?
You know, I just get reminded that, you know, when I'm trying to get out there and do my own thing and I almost feel overwhelmed, the Lord will tell me, he said, what are you trying to do? You know, just remember, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here. Sometimes he's just got to pick us up through those hard times and carry us. Mm. But we've got to allow him to do that. I mean, he's done it all. All we got to do is just crawl up in there and say, hey, I can't do this. I need your help. And just let it go. And then we'll find that peace and that grace and that mercy just takes over by our loving Heavenly Father.
Mm, you're right. You have to be willing to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes we've got to reach the end of some things to figure that out. But I really believe it all comes back to that is just, you know, as his children, we just got to be that. If we try to overstep that, then it gets too heavy for us.
Yeah, that's good. You're right. I like how you kind of painted that picture, though, just kind of crawl into his lap. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just like the old footprints in the sand, you know? I remember my mom, she used to have that in the house when we was growing up, and sometimes I had to remind her because she's getting on up in age, and I said, Mom, I said, do you remember that picture you said, you know, there was two footprints, but it seems like some of the times I needed you most, there was only one. And he said, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. well, that's when I was carrying you.
Right.
It was just me, and you was right there. And it's a learning process. It's just knowing who we are and who he is to us and just leaning on him. I mean, this thing's got crazy out here.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.